Hello, Jets fans. It's Dr. Emma here with a slightly different podcast this week. I am here to talk about the W League and what's coming up this season, what has just gone in our past game. So no mention of the men's today at all. To discuss this with me, I have two very special guests today. First, I would like to introduce you to Hype Girl, who is one of the W Jets active supporters. Hype Girl, say hello.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. And our other special guest today is none other than our W League coach for the Newcastle Jets, Ash Wilson. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, guys. Thanks for inviting me.
It is an absolute honour to have you here. So I'm going to launch straight in. Normally on the Jet Stream, we do an opening question to break the ice, but I'm feeling pretty comfortable with you guys already, and I haven't planned an icebreaker. So let's just jump straight in to chat about the W League, which I am super excited about. Ash, I'm going to start with you. Just in general, W League feels like it's grown a lot the last few years and is really finally starting to stand on its own 2 feet separate from the men's league. How are you feeling about being involved in the W League at this very exciting time?
Yeah, look, obviously it is something that I'm super proud about, and I've watched it grow over a number of years, as you've said. And you know, working with the Jets, you know, they've been fantastic to us in terms of, you know, really coming along and growing with the game as it grows on the outside as well. So. Yeah, it's been great to see the fan base increase. It's been great to see the advertising and the coverage increase. So, you know, look, it's a wonderful time for women's football, and it's something that's, like I said, I'm very proud to be part of.
So speaking of the fan base, Hype Girl, you're a big part of that, you and your crew.
Yep.
I've noticed we've got a lot more presence on social media now for the W Jets fans. We've got a lot more presence at home games. How do you feel being a part of that?
Yeah, well, actually just recently, as we've grown into the season starting, we've had a big growing of our online community. We've had quite a few people get more engaged as we get closer to the season opening. So it's been really good to see the reaction that we've gotten from the community, that people are just willing to get involved.
Awesome. I love it. I think the atmosphere is really, really hyped up lately at home games, and hopefully COVID doesn't prevent us from continuing that this year. I love soaking up that atmosphere while I watch a match. Ash, your first season completely in charge of the team. How does it feel to have been able to build your own team this season? And what are your main goals or aspirations for this year?
Yeah, look, it's for me, it's been exciting. It's been challenging. It's been something that I've been working towards for a long time. Obviously, I've been the assistant for the 5 years previous to this season. And, you know, like I said, it's for me to be able to finally be given the opportunity was a goal of mine, and I thank the Jets for their support in me. Being able to build my own team is something that I've really enjoyed doing. I've enjoyed scouting games and working with current players, bringing in new players, and we've been lucky to have a really, you know, a good preseason. So just working on the field and learning and continuing to build my skills with the off-field stuff has been, it's been great. I've really enjoyed the whole process.
Awesome. We are excited about the team you've built. I'm going to go to you real quick, Hype Girl. Tell me what you think about this team that Ash has built in this off-season coming up for this year.
I have big aspirations for this team. I really do. I think it's full of quality. I think Ash has done an incredible job at recruiting. I don't know where she got these players from, because we didn't have high hopes, I suppose, thinking about what was going to happen for this season. But I'll tell you what, Ash has given us some confidence going into it, especially after the performance in that first round. We might not have come away with any points, but we saw some great positives to take away.
Yeah, I think, Ash, particularly what I'm excited that you've done with this new team is the girls who have come up from the WMPL, and the ones particularly who are new to the W League. I think you've done really well in who you've recruited there. Looking at the fact, too, that many of them have played together in the WNPL before, and we've got all kinds of award winners and prize winners from that league that you've done as well. Can you give us some insight into how you went about recruiting those players, or what was behind the choices you made in bringing those players in?
Yeah, look, so in our W League off-season, I coach our under-20s team in the Jets Academy, and we play in the Sydney NPL. So I you know, obviously I got to play a lot of games down there, and I've known some of these players for a number of years. I mean, a couple of our girls went down to Manly this year, and they were sort of saying to me, you know, Ash, you should check out this player. And so I think, you know, obviously when we played Manly, and I watched Manly quite closely because of our girls, and I was quite impressed with the likes of Chloe O'Brien and Sunny Franco. And I've, you know, they're people that have been in the W League before, and just having conversations with them about, you know, why they took time off and if they'd be interested in coming back, because I've seen what they were able to do. And Sunny's an interesting one. You know, she's been out for a couple of years, and before that she'd been in for a number of years playing for Sydney, playing for Brisbane. She was always someone that you watched in the W League doing things, and having a conversation with her was quite, I was quite surprised when she sort of said to me that she was only sort of 23, because it felt like she'd been in the W League forever before she'd taken that break. So that Manly connection was a really positive one for us. You know, a couple of other girls like Minnie or Rihanna Policina, who's come from Apia. Again, similar thing, sort of had seen her around. I did a bit of coaching at schoolgirls level, so I'd seen her playing in there. Very similar to Sophie Harding, had seen her a number of years ago playing schoolgirls and knew that she had something about her. And someone like a Taryn King, again, I'd seen her playing schoolgirls and I'd seen her grow at Sydney Uni, and she'd done a bit of a stint at Canberra. And so, look, it was a matter of approaching some of these girls and engaging the interest. And we did a couple of trial sessions where I invited a number of Sydney NPL girls up to come and play games and join in with my academy training. So we had a really good couple of sessions. There were a number of people who were interested in coming to play for Newcastle came up, and you know, these girls, like I said, they've got the quality. And I always knew that it was, I suppose, with the nature of this year with COVID and some of the Matildas being away, that there was going to be some quality that you could pick out of the NPL. I would say it's the strongest league below the W League in the country. I think in terms of each state having their NPL, the Sydney one is probably the strongest. So there's a lot of girls that miss out from that competition just because of, I guess, the strength that some clubs bring in when they are able to get Matildas or a number of internationals. So, yeah, look, for me, it was just finding the right people and giving people an opportunity. And so far, look, I've been really happy with what I've seen.
Awesome. That really gives me a lot of hope and inspiration about what these girls are going to do and where the league is heading with that kind of feeder league coming up into it. So that's wonderful. Just, Hype girl.
Just quickly on that, I just wanted to just add something from a fan perspective. You know, we love getting quality players. That's, you know, no doubt. But we're also very interested in the personality of the player and whether they're the right fit for our city. Do you understand what I mean? And I feel like everyone that Ash has brought in is the perfect fit to wear the Newcastle jersey. Yeah,
we do have a particular spirit as Novocastrians, don't we?
Yeah,
we do. And look, I think that's another big thing. Like when I was talking to players, for me, there had to be the right person to fit the club too. That's a big thing for us.
Yeah, because ultimately it is a team sport, and we do need to operate as a team if we're going to succeed.
100%.
I think that's super important. Hype Girl, do you have a particular one of the new recruits that you're excited about?
Oh, you can pick more than one. Look, I got to say, Gemma House, she was very impressive in the NPLW, obviously. We all saw the amount of goals. When you can score more goals than the likes of Oh, I'm having a mind blank right now. We tried to get her. It's the American.
Jen Hoy?
Yeah, Jen Hoy. I don't know why I couldn't think of a name there, but when you can outscore Jen Hoy, there's, you know, you got something about you. But look, I'm impressed with all of them. I was very impressed with Taryn King. I want to, say something about Taryn King, because to replace Hannah Brewer and come in and tackle with the same fervor that she does, and bring the same sort of energy and aggression in defense, I was very impressed with that.
Nice, nice. I will say, Rhianna Polachina is probably the one I'm most excited about. I love the idea of a futsal football crossover kick-ass kind of woman, and she really brought that aggression, I'm going to say, for want of a better word, to the game that's just gone. So I'm super excited to see what she does next. But overall, I think this is a very exciting squad, given the restrictions of finances and travel and all the other things that are going on this year. Ash, can you tell me, how hard was it knowing that you weren't going to be able to get any of the internationals in this year? So Hype Girls just mentioned one of the Americans that is normally in the league, and we've had international mostly from the US in our W League squad in the last couple of years. Was it hard knowing that you couldn't recruit internationals, or do you just pivot and focus on the locals?
Being honest, we didn't have any internationals last year. So for me, I wasn't even really thinking about it. I knew it was going to be a tall order to even potentially get some of those players. And you know, last year we were competitive without having them. So for me, it wasn't a difficult thing. I think that, you know, we kept a really good core of players, from our team last year, you know, our local girls that have really, you know, they probably don't get the credit that they deserve sometimes. Someone like Atara Andrews, you know, she can be world class. You know, Jem and Cass, Cass almost got pulled in for her, or she did get pulled in for her first sort of Matilda's taste this year in a bit of a trial game. Jem's been to a World Cup. You know, like we've got quality players that have stayed on with us. Tessa's the talent coming through. Hannah. Yeah, these players, I knew that if I could keep that core and try to build around them by finding some quality NPL players that were going to really seize the day and take their opportunity in this league, then I could put together a team that I think is going to be quite competitive. And for us, obviously, the internationals, they definitely do add another layer to a team. But in terms of making it difficult this year, knowing we couldn't have them, it really wasn't an issue for us. Jen Hoy, I technically consider her as a local these days. She's married. She's been living here for a few years.
She plays in the NPL. So.
She was someone that, you know, was on our radar, but she's got other things going on in her life as well, and that was a priority for her. So,
amazing things.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Jen Hoy, we would have you back anytime.
Oh, trust me, she knows. We ran into her after one of the games, and we made it very clear she's always welcome in Newcastle.
Oh, lovely. I have two questions that both stem from what you just said, Ash. Firstly, do you think the lack of internationals, so, you know, granted what you've said, that they weren't going to be on our radar this year anyway, but a lot of the other clubs that you would normally expect to have that core of internationals don't have them this year because of the COVID restrictions. Do you think that's going to be a bit of a leveler for the league, like a more level playing field in terms of the polarization we've seen previously from the richer to the less rich clubs?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think you've already sort of seen, I guess, some of the outcomes of that with Melbourne City getting beaten yesterday by Canberra. Canberra's had a very good start, you know, beat Adelaide. Adelaide probably have one of the – they've got a few internationals. They've been able to keep some of their internationals from last year. And obviously the draw with Melbourne City and Brisbane, I think, yeah, Brisbane have kept a relatively strong team. And Melbourne have been able to bring in – Victory, sorry, have been able to bring in some quality players in the likes of Devanna. But, you know, some really tightly contested first and second rounds. So, yeah, look, I definitely think that it's and everyone's been saying it, and I agree, it's one of those seasons where you're just not sure. You're like, anything could happen. I think that there potentially could be some upsets. But the other, I guess the other good side of it is you're seeing a lot more young people, you know, coming through these emerging Matilda programs, getting an opportunity to have game time. And that's what we need, you know, if our future Matildas, if the people that are going to take our Matildas through to World Cups in the future, if they're getting quality game time now against experienced opponents and more senior players, then it's only going to do our game good moving forward.
Certainly. And what you said before about some of the players who had previously played in the W League and then dropped out and now you've brought them back are still in their mid and early 20s. You can be a veteran of this league and still not be very old at all. So that my next question, I guess, is about that core of experienced players that we've retained from last season. You've mentioned a few already and the role that they play, but what do you think is going to be the trick with those core players in terms of getting the most out of those newer, less experienced players?
Look, yeah, like the key for I called some of them the senior playing group, but the key is to obviously keep giving good information to these new ones and the young ones coming through, you know, keep driving them and keep, obviously enforcing the standards that we're trying to create at training on the pitch, and giving them just guidance. You know, they're the ones with the wealth of knowledge about how the W League works, what you need to do to prepare yourself the best to be able to get your optimal performance out there. So, you know, they're just that knowledge base around how they function and what's going to help get the best out of people is a really important thing. And I, you know, the girls that have been in this town for that time, they're the ones that are reinforcing our culture around, you know, the expectations that we have around, you know, what we want to give to the fans, what we want to give to the community, how we want to, you know, what's our brand of football and how that needs to come out and what you have to do to get the best out of that. So they're, you know, apart from me driving those things, I think it's also important for those key players to take a role and to make sure that the team is on board. And at the moment, everyone seems to be buying in, which is fantastic. And the big thing for us now is to continue to instill that belief in them. Obviously, we've had a season where we finished last, and I haven't really talked about it too much. I think I mentioned it once in a pre-season chat right at the start, and I'm not really going to talk about it again. But you know, we need to be better at I guess having those winning expectations, because I actually think that this team could win more games this year and put themselves in a really good position.
I think so too. And Hype Girl, I'm going to throw to you on that, because one of the things that I really picked up on Ash saying there is it's not just about the experienced players and the skills that they bring and the knowledge, but it's about the culture that they instill. So my question, I guess, for you, Hype Girl, is who do you see as being key in that senior core playing group that we have in this squad? And what does that culture that they're building mean to you as an active supporter?
Oh, look, you can't look past Gemma Simon, can you? I, off the top of my head, can't remember how many caps she has, but, you know, multiple capped Matilda on our team, you know, you can't buy that sort of experience to play with a player like that. And she's an athlete. She's an absolute athlete. Like, you know, you follow her social media and everything is, you know, she's everything about being an athlete. She's just dedicated. And I think for young players to come through, and even some of the players that have been around for a few years that are still in their young 20s, you know, that might not have had that sort of guidance from a player like that before, that can actually improve their game and grow their game and make them better technically as well. So I think it's invaluable to have someone like Gemma Simon around. And then, of course, you know, you've got your club stalwarts like, you know, Hannah Brewer, who's been around for years and years, and Cass Davis, who's been around for years and years. And then, of course, Tara Andrews, the quiet achiever. I don't think Tara Andrews gets enough credit. I saw her stats the other day and she was immense. Like you watch the game and it doesn't really feel like she's in it all the time, but she's just there. She's always there. And she always gets really good stats. She gets other people involved. And I think that is what a really good number nine does. So there's definitely at least four players that I can think of that all bring that sort of experience and just professionalism as well, that drive, that, you know, that want to win. We want that in our players.
Yeah, I realized after I asked it, that was an unfair question for me to ask you to pick one player again. I think those are all good shouts. I'm very attached to all of those girls. But Tara Andrews for me, I think is going to be a key in the season in terms of the younger talent we've got in that front line. Hopefully she can be that pivot point and, as you said, get other people involved in the game to get us those goals, because after all, goals are what win games.
That's exactly right.
Cool. All right. So let's move now to the game that we just saw played. I don't know what day of the year it is anymore, being that time between Christmas and going back to work. The second Saturday, I think it was, our first match against the Western Sydney Wanderers. I felt that we improved throughout the match. And one of the things that was in the front of my mind was it was our first match, our first real competitive match of the year, as opposed to Wanderers' second of the season. Ash, do you agree with that assessment? And are you expecting further improvements as the girls get more game time together?
Yeah, look, the first 30 minutes was very painful for me. It was more because, yeah, I think you're right. Like, obviously, first game for us, I think there were a few nerves from a couple of players. They came out of the blocks very quickly. Obviously, they'd just come off the back of a 3-0 loss, a very short turnaround. They were at home. So they were very pumped and they came out a lot quicker maybe than some of the girls were expecting or that the girls were able to adjust to. And, we'd win back possession and then we'd give it away quite cheaply. So we spent a lot of the first sort of 20 minutes chasing our tail. And then once we settled, I think we built into the game really nicely. Obviously, a little bit disappointed with copying the early goal the way we did, but then showed good character to get back. And then, for the rest of the game, I think, for most of the second half, we were camped in their area. We were creating chances. So for me, the team that sort of finished the game is the team that I've seen build over the preseason, the one that I want to see come out at the start of games. They've definitely got that in them. So hopefully they take a lot of positives from the game. Obviously there are things that we need to make sure don't happen again. But there are some really positive signs, and I think, they've got that first game off the back, they're back now, and hopefully they can just relax and have that belief and move forward into the next game, being a little bit confident and a little bit more composed and just playing our brand of football.
Hype girl, what was your assessment of this first match?
Look, yeah, I agree. I think it took the girls a little bit to get into the game. And like Ash said, Western Sydney Wanderers were just coming off the back of a drubbing by Sydney FC where they never even looked like getting into the game. So I'm sure they had a little bit of damaged pride. And then, they came out firing. And our girls, they've had a good preseason, but first game of the season, someone comes out firing at you like that, you're going to take a step back. And conceding that goal the way we did was very disappointing, but what you look for is the way that the team responds, and the way they responded was very good. I think we dominated the rest of the game from that point on, to be honest. Their second goal was very lucky. Sometimes I think we just need to be fighting to get to that second ball a bit harder, but that's the only difference I really saw in the team. I think we had the same level of quality as they did. I think they just got a bit luckier on the day, and sometimes that's football. I was very impressed with the way the team responded to going behind. And that's the first thing that I noticed was, especially Cass, because I'm sure she felt very disappointed in herself after that. But she was immense after that. Like some of the long balls that she put forward, getting Sophie O'Brien in behind. Yeah, that was good. So, look, a lot of positives to take from that game. Yeah, I'm very happy with how the team played. They could have dropped their heads and they could have just gone into their shells, but they didn't. They worked their way into their game. Minnie got on the ball. She forced her way into the game and said, look, we're not going away. We're going to fight for these points. You're not just going to have them. So, yeah, I was very impressed. Look, and as, you know, as an active supporter, it's never an easy thing to go into enemy territory. I don't think we I think we rubbed the crowd the wrong way a little bit, but I just don't think they're used to the football banner.
Well, they can dish it out, but they can't take it, the Wanderers. That's always the way with active supports, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should be professional and say it was a 2-1 loss to us with the Wanderers. I didn't actually say that at the start. And it was a disappointing, as you both said, concession off an error in the back. But then we did score, but then they came back with another one. I think it's great the way you've both, I really agree with what you've both said in terms of not dropping their heads and, you know, not taking that first goal as the defeat. And I did feel like we fought to the end, and I did feel like we came out better in that second half. And I do hope that that is the team we see coming out in the first half in terms of that mentality in the next match. Both of you, I think, used the word unlucky at one point, or Hype Girl, you certainly did. Did you feel that we got the short end of the draw on some decisions?
Yeah, definitely.
I've seen a few replays of a few incidents back, and, you know, we don't have VAR in our competition, and I generally most of the time I'm not a huge fan of it, but I think maybe it might have helped us in this game in a couple of situations. But, look, at the end of the day, the ref makes the call. You have to live with it. I think irrespective of, you know, I think maybe Jem got pulled down in the box, but again, that sort of, I can say that and I can see that, but obviously that wasn't the call on the day. So, you know, you can't rely on things like that. But I think we still created enough chances to at least get a point. And their keeper made some great saves at the end there. So, you know, credit to them. They scrambled well. Yeah, I think I looked at the stats. It was something like 22 shots to 9 in the end. So, you know, irrespective of maybe some calls not going our way, I think we still did enough to potentially get at least a point. So it's a little bit disappointing that the loss came more from, you know, our error and us, you know, not really dealing with that second ball as well as we could have on that second goal. So, like I said, lots of positives, and, you know, we're not gonna dwell too much on the calls that we did and didn't get. I definitely was off my feet a few times, I think.
The fans would crucify me if I didn't bring it up. So, but I guess in the positive, the girls did seem to deal with it well on the field. I feel like if that was the men's, there would have been more rolling around and milking and arguing and that kind of thing. So I think the girls did put their heads back up and get on with it quite promptly.
That's just what we do.
That's why we come to the women's games.
Indeed. So, moving then into the next match. So lots of positives coming out of definitely the second half of that match. How will we approach the next game? So we're playing Sydney FC coming up on Friday the 8th. We did beat them, didn't we, in a preseason match? How are we coming at this differently, Ash, than the Wanderers? Or are we just going for that second half, bring that for the first half?
Yeah, look, for me, it's about I guess us just being confident and, you know, making sure that we, you know, we apply the principles that we've been talking about all preseason, the ones that we've been working for. There was, there was a few times in the first half where we sort of went away from doing the things that we'd been doing and that were successful for us in trial games and in training. So, again, it's just a matter of us going back to those things that we've been working on all preseason and making sure we do that from the start, not not waiting to go down a goal to then sort of kick us into going, oh, no, wait, we can play. Like I said, the girls are going to hopefully take some confidence from the way they ended that that last game. And I think the belief is a big thing. And I you know, obviously trial games are good. They're not the predictor of everything, but you know, it was nice to get a win over Sydney. So hopefully that will, you know, show the girls that they are capable of doing things. But again, that it's going to be a different Sydney team. You know, they've had a few extra weeks preparation from there. You know, they'll be keen to make sure that trial game is just a one-off. So yeah, and they've got a few other different players that we need to be able to deal with. So you know, we'll do our usual analysis of them and look at ways that, you know, we can potentially hurt them, look at ways that, you know, they're maybe going to try hurt us. Princess is a threat. Remy, you know, they've got three key strikers that are quite dangerous. So for us defensively, we're going to have to make sure that we cover those bases, but I still don't want us to go away from, you know, our, like I said, our principles. So we need to make sure that we're still attacking and, yeah, for us, it's about, yeah, making sure that we're doing what we need to do and that we go out with the confidence that we finished that last game with.
I like it. Hype girl. It's going to be a home game. I assume you and your crew will be there in force.
Oh, of course.
Do you think you're going to make a difference? I guess, you know, being outside of Sydney, there's going to be more spectators at this match than we saw at the last one. And first home game obviously is going to give a bit of a lift, you would hope. What are your expectations for this match?
Yeah, look, of course, our first home game, we're very excited for it. We have been working very hard since the announcement of all of the players on all of our new chants. We figured we wouldn't reveal all of our new player chants at the game on Saturday because it just wouldn't really be fair on the girls. So they wouldn't really get the full value without the home crowd doing the chants as well. So, yeah, I hope the girls are excited about that. I think hopefully us being there, we'll be able to get the crowd involved and make some noise for the girls. And you know, I really feel like it does make a difference. You know, I've had a couple of conversations with Cass and she says that we're amazing. So it's good to hear feedback like that from your captain. We're really excited for the home game. But, Sydney, it's going to be a tough ask. I think any team going up against Sydney is going to be a tough ask. But I think we'll put up a good fight. I don't think we're going to make it easy for them, and I think the girls can take a lot of confidence out of, like you said, that 1-0 defeat to them in the preseason game. So hopefully we can recreate some of the things that we did in that game that got us the win.
So Hype Girl, tell the listeners if they've been a little bit shy or they haven't known how to get involved in the active support to this point, how can they get involved in those new player chants and where can they find you girls?
Well, we've got our active support page on Facebook. It's the WJets Active. So if you haven't already, go on and give it a like, because we post all of the information about all of the upcoming games, how to get tickets, how to watch it, because we all know as W League supporters that information is not always easily available. So we try to do our part to make sure everybody has the most opportunity to enjoy the game on TV or in person. But honestly, in Australia, it is quite hard to get the crowd involved. My whole life I've gone to games and stuff and everyone just kind of sits there and only really gets involved when something exciting happens on the pitch. Well, that's not really good enough for me. I can't be quiet. So when I was at a game a couple of years ago, Claire and Amanda heard me yelling at the other team and decided that they would like me to yell professionally.
Hype girl, are you the funny one?
I am the funny one.
Yeah. Oh, I love your work.
I try to keep it under wraps. Like some of the things that pop into my head definitely don't make it out of my mouth, that's for sure. So I hope everyone knows that I do reel it in. But some things I can't let go unnoticed.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Ash, how do you feel the active support makes a difference to the on-field performance? Do you sometimes wish they'd be a little bit quieter so you can talk to the team, or you're all about it?
Look, at the end of the day, if we get to game day and I have to do a lot of talking, that's not a great sign of the preparation I've had in the week. So, no, look, the active support group are fantastic. Especially at number two, where we're playing at sort of that more intimate venue, the noise they make, just the atmosphere they create, I think it really adds another player to our team out there, I think. You know, it's actually something that we talked about a lot at the beginning of the year with these new players coming in, you know, that they are accountable to each other, to the club, and also to the fans that do give a lot of time to support them. So, you know, for us, putting on an exciting brand of football to, you know, to basically
excite us,
I guess, reinforce what our fans, what our community want, is really important to us. So an exciting brand of football with players that, you know, don't give up, that show really good grit and resilience, that's really important to us. And that's something that the fans have come to expect from us. And, you know, like I said, they the noise that they make and the encouragement that they give, and just the fact that they turn up week in and week out for the girls, is fantastic. You know, you get a lot of players, you get a lot of people that turn up to games when we have double headers, and some of them are sort of turning up halfway through matches because they're there to see the boys mainly, but they're interested in seeing the girls. But to have a fan base that is purely for us, you know, the girls deserve it. They work super hard. You know, most of them have second jobs, you know, all that kind of stuff. So to have a group of people that are purely invested in them as part of the club, it's awesome.
Awesome. I absolutely love matches at number two. I love that smaller atmosphere. And hopefully we can fit everyone in with COVID safe practices in this next game coming up.
Just on number two, actually, Emma, I had a question that the group has come up with that I'd like to ask Ash, if that's okay.
Please do.
We love supporting the team at number two. We feel the atmosphere at the smaller venue. It builds a higher level of support energy. Now that the club has more independence with the league, do you see a time when our W Jets will have a dedicated ground?
I hope so. Like, it's definitely something I know, previous to me being head coach, Deansy, talking to Laurie, and Laurie is fully behind us having, you know, more games there. Obviously, at the moment, they become sort of scheduling issues in terms of live matches and double headers. That's also something that's part of, I guess, FFA and Fox's marketing. So, Ian, we have to sort of abide by some of those, I guess, guidances or governances at times. But I think, hopefully, more often than not, we're going to see maybe in the future more games at number two. Personally, the girls would love it. Not that McDonald Jones isn't amazing, you know, the professionalism that comes from playing in a stadium like that, you know, just the way the change rooms are set up, the access that they have to certain things is fantastic. But I guess you've seen, I mean, I watched the Canberra games over the last two rounds, and they definitely play it more intimate venues because of the fact that they are a standalone W League team. The crowd support that they get there is phenomenal. And I think that it's something that definitely drives them. So for us to hopefully have more games at number two, I'm definitely for it. I know that the club would support it as well, but obviously at the moment we're still being governed by a few things when it comes to boxing.
Rules and regulations, the lighting and stuff, I know previously has been an issue when we've tried to research what's going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just thought I'd put it out there because, we as active support love supporting the team at number two. I definitely personally feel like I'm more heard.
I think you are, definitely.
Oh, I would say we could hear you anywhere, but... It certainly is more fun at number two, but hopefully one day we will even outgrow number two. So That would be the real dream, I'd say.
Yeah.
Hype Girl, did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask Ash before I wrap up with our final general questions?
Yeah, just quickly. I know we've kind of touched on it before personally with our club, but as a whole, across the W League, there's been a huge swell of active support in the last couple of years. What do you think this brings to the whole game?
Oh, like I said, the atmosphere it creates is amazing, and you actually see people that are giving credit to the women's game where it's due. I guess a lot of the argument at times around the equal pay stem from, you know, fan bases and people selling tickets and people coming through the door. So the more these active support groups can grow, the more that it sort of takes away from that argument. I remember whether it was last year or the year before up in Brisbane, you know, you guys plus Brisbane's active support group is phenomenal as well. And it was just a cool environment to be part of. You know, the noise was amazing. It really was an exciting game, and the crowd added to that. And I think obviously Brisbane just won that game. They had a lot more shots than us, and I think they end up beating us 2-1.
Yeah, that was the game Claire Coelho had like the best game of her life.
yeah. But I think, you know, those girls were definitely behind them. We could hear you guys, and it just really added to the match. So, you know, I'm excited to see how they can continue to grow. And I definitely think that some of these, like clubs like us, Brisbane Wanderers, have really got that base starting. So it's really positive.
Well, I couldn't have written a better answer.
We sound like an active support infomercial right now, but really very organic. Love it.
So organic.
Any other questions, Hype Girl?
I think I'm all out. Ash is so well-spoken and well-educated in football that she's basically said everything that I could have possibly asked anyway.
Yeah, look, I already had confidence in this squad that's been assembled just from, you know, looking at the players and kind of doing that kind of analysis. But listening to Ash, listening to you talk about what you see in the squad definitely has lifted my motivation levels and my expectations for this year. So I really appreciate being able to hear that. Ash, can you tell me your overall prediction for the season? So where do you see this team finishing? And who do you think is the team to beat? So who do you think is going to be that top four in the W League this season?
Well, I never go into a season thinking we can't make finals, so I'll predict finals. I think that, yeah, look, I think this team is one of the strongest we've had in a couple of years. So for us, that's a realistic goal. It's just about making sure we continue to do the work and put in the performances that are going to allow that to happen. In terms of, look, I've said Brisbane because I think they've retained a quality squad, you know, not a lot of changes. They've, you know, replaced Razzo with Gilnick. Obviously they've had a bit of a slow start, only getting 2 points from their last two games. Canberra's a surprise packet. Obviously Hayman is really boosted them. She's come back onto the scene looking great. And I think just the fact that they've got a few of their local heroes back, and again the crowd and the community are getting behind them. They seem to be flying high at the moment, getting 6 points out of a possible six. So they could be dark horses. But I think obviously Sydney has maintained a pretty strong spine, and they showed the other night what class they have. So they'll be in there, I would imagine, and potentially one of the Brisbane teams. One of the Melbourne teams. I think obviously City have lost a number of players, and watching them the last couple of games, they're still not quite gelling the way that I'm sure Rado would hope. But he's getting a couple of players in, so they'll obviously be threatening. But yeah, look, it's one of those ones where it could be anyone's this year, to be honest. And it's... It's such a short season, you know. It's a sprint. It's not a marathon. So if teams can get off to a good start, they could be in with half a chance.
I'm totally hoping that we as Nui are the underdog story that 2021 needs, and that we can come and blow those bigger city teams out of the water. That's my big hope. Hype Girl, same question for you. What do you reckon?
Look, I totally agree with you there, Emma. I'm really fingers crossed that we are the one that's going to come and blow everyone out of the water, because it would just be the perfect story for the W League this year. You know, we're the team that has no international players. We have delved into the archives of the Young Matildas to find, well, we're not so archives a couple of years ago, but, and we've, you know, done some really good recruiting at number two. And I think that if our team was to go ahead and win it, yeah, I think it'd be like that Cinderella story for the W League. And the young and up and coming players that have finally gotten their chance, really. So I'm rooting for us. But yeah, I agree with Ash. Canberra, I have really enjoyed watching Canberra play the last couple of games. Michelle Heyman doing Michelle Heyman things. you can't really go past that. But yeah, and Sydney. But you know, I think it's just so level this year. I mean, you saw that with the, you know, couple of draws with the big teams. And, you know, I got some good coaching lessons off Rado the other day watching the game. But even he, you know, had to admit that Canberra were better on the day. So I just really think it's, and, you know, I think it's open. I think it's so open. And like Ash said, it's a, you know, it's a race. It's a sprint, not a marathon. And, you know, we might have missed out on points in the first game, but that's our first game. You know, it might be round two, but that's only our first game. So we still have plenty of opportunity to pick up some points and get on a run. And I think that's what any team that does that, yeah, is going to win.
Well, hopefully we remain injury free, because I feel like that's something in the W League that makes a big difference with a shorter season. You get an injury and suddenly you've missed half a season or the whole season, where it wouldn't make quite that much of an impact in the men's. So
touch wood, Emma.
Crossed. Yes. Touch wood. I probably shouldn't have brought it up. knock on wood. okay, well, that's all the questions I have for you both. So all that remains is for me to thank you both for joining me today. Ash Wilson, thank you so much for your time. It has been inspirational and insightful, and you've given me lots of warm, fuzzy feelings about what this team can do, and I'm hoping to see it come to fruition.
No worries, Em.
And Hype Girl, thank you so much for joining us. Your questions, your answers, your insight for the active support. And I'm looking forward to hearing those new chants be unveiled and be a part of it.
Awesome. It has been an absolute pleasure. And I'd just like to thank Ash as well for having a chat to me as well.
Awesome. So Jets fans, W League and A League fans, you can find the Jetstream Nui. You've probably already found us if you can hear me talking, but if you would like to find us in additional spots, we are all across the social medias at Jetstream Nui on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. And you can find us at newcastlefootball.net, where the podcasts get posted, as well as some written work. And there's also the forums on there where you can chat about the football as well. There is specifically a W League forum, but I would direct you to the W Jets Facebook page to chat with the like-minded folk there as well. All that remains is, sorry, you're both new at this, girls. At the end, I do need to ask you to say, go the Jets.
Together or separately?
Yeah, however you like.
Go the Jets.
Go the Jets.
Brilliant. Thank you. Wham, bam, Benjamin.